Shasta Lake and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor and family traditions come together for the holidays.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The 18th. So, yeah, it was on Thursday that I first read this. They're up in arms because the Democrat National Committee is going to scrap its report on what went wrong in 2024. They did an after-action report. What did we mess up? And now here's what the New York Times says. Ken Martin, the chair of the DNC, said on Thursday, he had decided not to publish a report that he ordered months ago into what went wrong for the Democrat Party last year. Mr. Martin will instead keep the findings under seal. Oh, it's like grand jury testimony. He believes that looking back so publicly and painfully at the past would prove counterproductive for the party as it tries next year to take power back in Congress. according to a DNC spokesperson who spoke on the condition of to share the thinking behind his decision. The New York Times reports that Mr. Martin said in a statement, "Here's our North Star. Does this help us win? If the answer is no, then it's a distraction from the core mission." Close quote. New York Times says the party's brand still appears deeply damaged in the eyes of many voters. A national poll from Quinnipiac University this week found that only 18% of voters approved of how Democrats and Congress were doing their jobs. That is a record low. The Times concludes, "Since the day of the election in February, Mr. Martin had promised an audit of 2024's mistakes and a roadmap for the future. He was adamant that it not be called an autopsy because he said the party was, quote, not dead. He preferred the more anodyne label, after action review." Well, when he announced, after the New York Times reported, oh, they're going to bury the report. They're going to seal it. They're going to bury it in a vault inside the Democrat National Committee headquarters. Well, it was met with scorn from the Democrats' leading media figures and supporters. I'll give you a couple of examples. Liz Smith. "I suspect the reasons why this isn't being released are precisely the reason why it should be released." You know, Liz Smith is probably right. Dan Pfeiffer. "This is a very bad decision that reeks of the caution and complacency that brought us to this moment." John Favreau. "Unreal. The DNC's actual position is that if the public knew more about what Democrats got wrong in the last election, it would hurt the party's chances in the next election. How does this rebuild trust between the party insiders and grassroots activists and organizers? Why does the party only trust people with the truth who are part of their insular club? And why on earth would the DNC think that keeping their promise to release the report would create more of a backlash than announcing that they're going to keep it secret?" And, of course, my favorite, David Hogg. Yes, the goober from the goober, that's not correct. The loser from Parkland and loser from Harvard University tweeted out, "I ran for DNC vice chair after massive losses in 2024 because I believed we needed to change our party. Leadership disagreed with my work to primary asleep at the wheel incumbents and challenged the status quo. Now they're spiking an autopsy of the election that gave us Trump 2.0. If party leaders won't take the steps required to build ourselves into a winning coalition, we will take it into our own hands. That's why Leaders We Deserve is working to elect young, progressive candidates." Well, seems that Mr. Martin's decision pleases nobody who might be important to the Democrat Party's future. But to be fair to the hapless DNC chair, he had little choice but to spike the report. Conservative comic and social commentator Stephen Miller hit the nail on the head with an expose of his own. And it's just simply it's a picture of Kamala Harris sitting in a chair waiting to do a press conference. She's looking at an iPad, and she's got that cackle look on her face, as if she's about to cackle. I think that's perfect. The truth is, Ken Martin can't release his autopsy report because of what I believe are probably two inevitable main findings. The party's fealty to the trans insanity, the transgender insanity, is a killer of an issue. And I think the second one, Kamala Harris was just I can't say it on the air. Let's just say crappy. That Kamala Harris was just a crappy candidate, period. And any admission by the DNC of that first finding would do it incredible harm with the woke segment of the Democrat base, which seems to be growing every day. And any admission of the second obvious finding about Kamala Harris being a crappy candidate would do the party great harm with black women voters. They just happen to be the most loyal and enduring voter segment. So an autopsy? Yeah, it's going to get buried. Absolutely buried. Which I find hilarious for for these reasons. I'll be right back.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones? It's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
Denver, Colorado, Christmas Day expected to be 65 degrees sunny. We're going to Scottsdale to see our daughter, 55 and rainy. And of course, Michael, you'll be working, so you'll be in the studio, and it'll be 72 degrees and dark. Back real quickly to the DNC report. I just find it hilarious. I find it so typical Democrat, which is why I find it hilarious, that they have a really bad election year. And yes, I think it was their truncated process. It was, they had a really bad candidate. She's still a bad candidate. Every time she appears, I think it's just reminding people about how bad she was. And the reality is, she should move on. Go run for Senate again, go run for governor, go do something, but you're not going to be president. She's just not going to be president. But I think any admission of how bad she was would hurt the black women voters. And any autopsy that they might want to, reveal that doesn't recognize the truth that those two factors spelled certain doom at the polls last November probably isn't worth publishing in any event, since it's probably a work of fiction. What it all adds up to, though, is that the Democrats haven't learned anything and won't learn anything about what really caused their disaster last November, which completely explains why we have seen such a sudden uptick in Democrat media focus on the trans issue in recent days. Nothing these people do happens organically. You know, if you follow me on the podcast, I went through how those talking points get spread. I went through that earlier in the week. You should go listen to that particular episode because, as I say, these things, what's said and what's done, does not happen organically. And once you realize that, then everything they do and say will make perfect sense to you. Otherwise, it won't. I'd encourage you to go listen to that episode. But something else happened this week. A raggedy-looking Jack Smith, that's the special prosecutor appointed by Merrick Garland, the attorney general under Joe Biden, to pursue the documents case against Donald Trump down in Florida in the Mar-a-Lago documents case, and to pursue the January 6th case for inciting an insurrection against Donald Trump in the D.C. courts. Well, he showed up looking pretty ragged alongside a pack of reporters and onlookers as he made his way to a congressional hearing room this past Wednesday. He was supposed to testify about his role as special counsel under the Biden regime. He had responded to a subpoena issued earlier this month by the House Judiciary Committee, but he refused to answer questions shouted by the reporters. I get that. I wouldn't have done it either, but reporters always inexplicably treat Jack Smith like some sort of rock star rather than the perpetual legal loser that he actually is. Virtually every single case that he has taken, he has lost either at trial or he's been reversed on appeal. It's just horrible.
Mr. Smith, do you have any regrets about the way your prosecutions of the president were handled? What do you plan to tell the committee today, sir? Mr. Smith, do you prefer a public setting for this hearing?
I'm about to respond, Jack. You want a public
hearing? Mr. Smith, you said you wanted a public hearing. What do you want the public to know, sir? Smith is going to be deposed behind closed doors by the House Judiciary Committee. That is chaired by Congressman Jim Jordan. Smith was the special counsel who oversaw two federal criminal cases against President Trump for alleged mishandling of classified documents and alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Now, you'll remember Smith dropped both of those cases after Trump won the 2024 election.
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, do you have any...
Drop the cases. So, I'm going to refer to him as Merrick Garland's $50 million man. He looks pretty glum as he makes his way down the hallway. But apparently, according to reports, he turned pretty feisty during the 8-hour deposition behind closed doors. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, emerged from the deposition during the afternoon and claimed that Jack Smith was, quote, schooling the Judiciary Committee on the professional responsibilities of a prosecutor and the ethical duties of a prosecutor, and that also that Jack Smith became emotional and choked up while discussing the professional fate of corrupt FBI agent Walter Giardina, who had been fired by FBI Director Kash Patel for his involvement in numerous lawfare pursuits of the president, including the Arctic Frost investigation, shortly after that agent's wife had died of cancer. Now, as Molly Hemingway appropriately noted, you know, family concerns are not a reason to keep shockingly bad FBI agents on a taxpayer-funded salary. Life inside the Beltway is pretty tough, and decisions have to be made and are made irrespective of what's going on outside that person's professional life. Now, in his opening statement that was leaked in advance to some of his favorite reporters, Jack Smith smugly defended the unprecedented criminal indictments that he had brought back in 2023 against the former president and at the time who was the leading presidential candidate. Jack Smith insisted that his investigation into the events of January 6 resulted in evidence that showed, quote, beyond a reasonable doubt that President Trump engaged in a criminal scheme to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election and to prevent the unlawful transfer of power. And Jack Smith's team also allegedly found powerful evidence, they say, to support the so-called classified document indictment down in Florida. Now, Smith told the committee, and as you heard in that report, James Jordan of Ohio is the chair of the committee. Quote, the decision to bring charges against President Trump was mine, but the basis for those charges rests entirely with President Trump and his actions as alleged in the indictments returned by grand juries in two different districts. Now, I find that to be a dishonest framing of the grand jury process on his watch. And that's just one of many of the corrupt aspects of his work. The grand jury in Florida brought the first indictment against the president in June 2023 after the entire investigation, including grand jury testimony, was conducted in the Trump-loathing cesspool known as the D.C. Federal Courthouse. The Biden Department of Justice, then Smith, following his appointment in November 22, kept the investigation in Washington because they wanted to make sure they could get a favorable ruling by a grand jury made up of voters in a Democrat district that is 99.9% Democrat and was overseen by two Obama-appointed chief judges, Beryl Howell and James Boasberg. Yeah, that guy, who rubber-stamped every single request made by the Department of Justice relating to both sprawling investigations. Now, how does that square with Jack Smith's testimony? Hang tight. I'll tell you that next.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake for exclusive holiday savings. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for last-minute shopping. Legacybox.com/keepsake.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168 or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Out here, Christmas isn't found in bright lights or fancy gifts. It's in the hands that help, the hearts that give, and the neighbors who always show up when it matters most. At Grange Co-op, we're more than a store. We're a family of farmers, friends, and believers who never stop hoping for a better tomorrow. This season, let's gather close and celebrate what truly matters. Love, community, and the magic of being together. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Grange Co-op.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Testified that, you know, the grand jury brought these indictments. Well, turns out that is true, except those indictments were originally handed down in D.C. by two judges appointed by Obama, Beryl Howell, and, of course, Jeb Boasberg. Boasberg has been the one that has been supporting all of the nationwide injunctions and going after contempt charges against the Department of Justice simply for, the flight taking those Trinidad gangsters back to Guatemala or wherever they were headed to. Those flights were already in international airspace when the judge just said from the bench, didn't issue an order until later, but just said from the bench, make the planes turn around. He has no authority over those planes. Those planes are already outside U.S. territory. But does anybody believe the federal Florida judge, particularly Judge Eileen Cannon, in the Southern District of Florida, would have cited the crime fraud exception in authorizing the disclosure of highly privileged attorney-client correspondence between Trump and his lawyer, as Howell did back in March of 2023. Smith's use of a D.C.-based grand jury until the very end of the investigation. The New York Times suggested that the pre-indictment switch from Washington to Florida, which is the appropriate jurisdiction since the alleged crimes supposedly took place at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, involved, quote, prosecutors simply having to read the early grand jury transcripts to the new grand jury or having federal agents offer them a summary of the most important points. That was regularly questioned by Judge Cannon down in Florida during the court proceedings. There was even at one point that she suggested Trump's lawyers should pursue an abuse of grand jury investigations. So then after she, the federal judge in Florida, busted the special counsel's office for operating two grand juries in the case, one in Washington, one in Florida, Smith shut down the D.C.-based one in August of 2023. Then the Biden Department of Justice and Judge Boasberg repeatedly refused to turn over grand jury materials to a fellow judge, Judge Eileen Cannon down in Florida, as late as 1 year into that case. Monkey business? Funny business? Absolutely. And while Smith, Jack Smith, continues to defend the legitimacy of the documents case, the special counsel, I think, was lucky that Judge Eileen Cannon down in Florida dismissed the indictment in July of 2024 after determining that Jack Smith's appointment violated the Constitution. Not only was the case falling apart amid credible allegations related to prosecutorial misconduct, doctored and missing evidence, remember the photos? An unsubstantiated basis for obstruction of the obstruction counts, and damning details of the FBI's armed raid of Mar-a-Lago in August 2022, what was Judge Eileen Cannon actually doing? She was blowing the lid off the Department of Justice collaboration with the National Archives and the Biden White House to concoct that documents case. As I've tried to explain to my local audience numerous times, what was happening? So Trump leaves office, and when a president leaves office, it's total chaos. It's organized chaos, but it's chaos. Boxes are put together. Bankers' boxes are filled. Like, they'll go through the Oval Office. Just start filling bankers' boxes and ship them to wherever the president's moving to, in this case, Mar-a-Lago. Then the president his lawyers, his staff, start negotiations with the National Archives, who is the holder of these presidential documents, trying to determine what ones he can keep, which ones can he not keep. Those were ongoing negotiations when Jack Smith intervened and brought the documents case and said he was illegally holding those documents, including some allegedly classified documents. Why wouldn't you let the negotiations continue? I think because they didn't care about the negotiations. They wanted to go after Trump for holding classified documents, irrespective of the fact that the National Archives, which is the main repository of those documents, was in negotiations with Trump and his team. Jack Smith didn't care. And even further, Jack Smith's team and Judge Cannon were increasingly at odds with each other in the courtroom. One day after her court-ordered docketing of the Mar-a-Lago raid documents, Judge Cannon actually warned David Harbuck, one of Jack Smith's lead attorneys in the case, to calm down during one of his temper tantrums in May of 2024. She said to him, I still have inherent authority to oversee this proceeding and ensure that professionalism is maintained. And she had already warned Harbuck earlier that if he could not be respectful in court, she was going to remove him from his courtroom, from her courtroom. Now, things weren't going much better for Smith at the time in the January 6th case in D.C. The Supreme Court, remember, they dropped their immunity decision on July 1 of 04, and that gutted a significant portion of Jack Smith's four-count indictment against the president, resulting in the removal of 9 pages and one unindicted co-conspirator, a former DOJ official, Jeffrey Clark. Now, although Smith's revised indictment included the president's communications with then-Vice President Mike Smith, the Supreme Court indicated in the historic decision that those interactions, rightfully so, are covered by presidential immunity. Yet Jack Smith didn't care what the Supreme Court said. He continued to push. So Smith, who resigned in January, is arrogantly insisting that his case against the president, oh, it's airtight, and it was scuttled only because Trump won the election. A review of recent history in both matters proves otherwise. Now it's incumbent upon congressional Republicans to make sure that Smith's unearned bravado crumbles under the harsh light of reality as the investigation into his conduct continues.
What I would like to hear from Mr. Smith is the truth. I suspect it's highly unlikely that he's interested in an outcome punishing someone he doesn't like. And
just don't gloss over that. This is Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. I'd like for Jack Smith to start telling the truth. And it's going to be hard for him to do that because what he was doing, he was just indicting somebody that he didn't like.
He's interested in an outcome punishing someone he doesn't like. And I think he's going to be held accountable.
So we will see shortly how much they get out of this one. Search for answers on the Hill. A short time from now, former special counsel Jack Smith set to go behind closed doors and face House lawmakers about his investigations into Donald Trump, and we'll see how he answers that.
And now we're starting to find out that the way he's going to answer a lot of this is simply, oh, I was right all along, and there's nothing to see here. Now, I understand why the deposition was held behind closed doors, because you want no distractions. You don't want anybody playing to the cameras. You just want to have, and in the deposition, it can at times become confrontational and at times conversational. And you want to, if you're the lawyers representing either the Democrat members of the House or the Republican members of the House, you want to be able to ask any and all questions, just like you can in a regular deposition, even though some of those questions in a courtroom might be objected and never allowed in a deposition. You have to answer the questions. whether there's a legitimate objection or not. That's to be determined later. So I'm glad that this was held, and I hope at some point we get to see the deposition, because just like with the NGOs, just like with the Epstein files, just like with everything we've talked about so far in this program, the truth slowly makes its way out, and we see that there is such Trump derangement syndrome among the Democrat Party, the ruling elite, Democrats, the cabal in general, that they're never going to stop. And you and I know the reason why. As much as Trump may do some stuff that I find offensive or not exactly presidential, the one thing, the one singular thing that Donald Trump is doing that we all wanted was to change the direction of how things operate in D.C. And that's what has Democrats, and quite frankly, some Republicans, scared to death. I'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have a history of those dreadful calcium oxalate stones? Well, KidneyCop is here to help. Shown in laboratory testing to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. Yes, 99%. Don't wait. Start taking KidneyCop Calcium Oxalate Protector today. That's KidneyCop, C-O-P, KidneyCop. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. That's Amazon, Walmart, or KidneyCop.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah. You want to put your headphones on because we're live?
I'm not with it tonight.
That's all right. I'm sitting here dancing. Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah. That was nice. Lots of good info on that story. Super cool.
And we have lots of new great information from our next guest, Melinda Hunter from MC Photography. MC Hunter Photography. Sorry. It's okay.
MC Hunter. So MC, not MC squared, MCH.
Some people say Mick Hunter.
Oh.
And Melinda's beautiful photography is in the magazine, and she actually did the cover for the August issue.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. You do always do such beautiful work. So, but you also do other stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
What is your other stuff?
So, photography, just other areas besides, you know, photographing for Enjoy, which I love photographing for the magazine, and I've been doing it, I think, since 2017.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For
sure.
Yeah.
Good stretch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love meeting, you know, I would say it's about 50-50. Half of the people that I get to photograph I know, and the other half I don't know, so I love meeting new people and just getting to know.
I like photography a lot if I am just doing it for myself, right? Because I've done photography for the magazine for years off and on when they need as emergency fill-in and stuff. And I just always know that whenever it's, like, for me, sometimes it can be very high pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sweat. Like, I'll pick up my camera and start sweating, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here, and I'm sweating.
Aww.
And I don't know why, but it's not the same as if I'm just out and about.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You do mostly portrait photography, though. Is that correct?
Yes, I do portrait photography.
Make me crazy. I'd be crazy.
I've been doing it since next month will be 25 years as MC Hunter Photography. I've been doing it for much longer than that. But I really do enjoy photographing people and making them feel good, look good, and you know, a lot of people are not comfortable on the other side of the camera, and I just have a way about, like, making people feel comfortable.
And that's really a comment that I hear a lot.
That's the gift of gifts when it comes to photos. I would say the majority of people don't like their picture taken.
Right.
Especially in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
If you're just out with friends and you're in a group at the fair or whatever and pictures taken, that's one thing. But as soon as it's closed and it's focused on you and there's lights, you know, most people are like, ugh.
Yeah. And she does, and people call and say, I just want you to know that Melinda made me feel really comfortable.
Oh, that's nice.
I really enjoyed talking to her. So thank you for that.
That couldn't be a better compliment. I mean, in my opinion, for a photographer.
Yeah. And I feel like I every time I photograph somebody that I don't know, I just met another friend. Like, I mean, we just have conversation. It's not just like, okay, I'm here to take your picture, you know, when it comes to Enjoy Magazine. But, I understand what you're saying, James, about picking up a camera and photographing someone, you know, because there's expectations
and that's hard enough, but I, you know, the ones that I give kudos to is like, I could not imagine being a wedding photographer.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, thank you.
People at their weddings are crazy, mm-hmm. right?
At the I've level done plenty of those.
Expectations, right? Like, it's like right here and now. It's happening yeah. now. If yeah. something's messed up or if you don't capture what their vision is in their eye, oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. Right. I used to photograph a lot of weddings.
Did you?
And it's one of the most stressful genres to photograph because, you know, yeah. it happens once.
You ruined my life.
But there's something special about photographing weddings because, you know, you have all kinds of dynamics of people, personalities.
A lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, that too. And it always made me feel good because people would come up to me telling me, like, what a great job I'm doing. Usually it's, like, the bride's mom or the groom's mom, mm-hmm. you know. And it always kind of amazed me because it's like they don't even see, they haven't seen the pictures yet. But I took it as a compliment, and I love doing that. I just don't, I still photograph weddings, but I don't advertise that. You know, they're few mm-hmm. and far between here.
I really love that you do this empowering women over 40. You do yes. these, like, specials, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, is it, like, groups of women, or is it just, like, headshots, or both?
So it's a campaign. It's a beauty campaign, and the reason why this, how this all got started was in 2019, women that I was photographing, they would come to me and see their pictures, and they would, you know, get emotional, whether it be, you know, happy or can't believe it looks like them or trauma. And so I'm like, wow, there's like something here bigger than me just taking pictures. And usually those were like headshots or branding images. Mm. So I wanted to start a campaign, and then the pandemic came. And so I started this in 2022. Photographing women over 40, because there's something to say when once you hit 40, you know, you're raising children, you lose yourself, and or you kind of like look back and there's no pictures of you, it's all about your kids.
Right.
So
they were orphans.
Yeah, and including myself, and that kind of became even more impactful and emotional for me because I look back and I'm like, wow. So,
well, I see your ad in here and it's great. I mean, these pictures that I'm looking at of these women here for this campaign that you're kind of doing, they're really nice because they are very flattering, mm-hmm. but they also aren't.
They're really natural.
Yeah, there's no corny or cheesy, yeah. right? I mean, yeah. they just look really sharp.
And
they look like they're enjoying themselves, and they look mm-hmm. enjoyable, and
confident,
and approachable, and all that together, right?
Because right.
so many times photos can just start to get cheesy, and you're kind of yeah. like,
ew. And that's the one thing, like I do a lot of business branding, like headshots, and to me, I feel like a headshot is like, I don't know, if you're a business owner, you need branding images mm-hmm. to broaden, like, to, you know, share, you know, with your audience.
Yeah.
And so, but
what's the best way that somebody can get a hold of you? Because we are like running out. That was fast 15 minutes.
MCHunterPhotography.com, or they can reach me at 530-524-9949.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for your support of the magazine.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis,
to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.